good evening, everyone. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. I'm chuckling away here. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name and who are you? That's what tonight's show is really going to be all about. I was talking about in my little mailer that I do every week, I was talking about, you know, our relationship to the earth and all of that stuff. But really, my guides were saying that one of the most important things is to be, to help, for example, with the oil situation and all of the other, as Dwal Kool says, we're in a time of extreme enlightenment and extreme endarkenment. And so if we're looking at how to amp up our enlightenment, let's take a look at, because that's a collective wave, eh? That's a wave of consciousness that's going to go around the world. And BBS Radio and other places are just wonderful servants of this wave. They're emanating this wave through all the people who work with consciousness and vibrations and so on, and are sending that around the world. Global radio, whoa! We may do it from our own living room watching the eagles fly and all. But it occurred to me, and when I was asking the guides tonight about this show, they were saying that it's one of the most important things for all of us to learn right now is to deepen our level of personal integrity, coherence, being really who you are, and how difficult it is to do that. Now, I keep hearing over and over that people don't trust anyone these days. They don't trust the banks. They don't trust government. They don't trust BP. They don't trust one another. And it's getting to be really another kind of amped up stress. But bottom line, and my guides have said this for a long time in readings and sessions, that the biggest trust issue is with yourself. And I want us to do some exercises and meditations on being in truth with ourselves, being coherent in ourselves, and sending that wave out there. I remember, you know, I'm 100 years old now, I always say that, but in the first half of my life, or the first 34 years of my life fell apart when I was 32, but all the way up to that time, till about 34, I knew, as if I were sort of a clearly defined schizoid or something, I knew that who I was on the outside was not who I was on the inside. This isn't about me, me, me. This is just an example. And I remember being a little one, probably 3 and 4 years old, who knows how old, and being very conscious, and I've said this before, of never having been born and never having died and being what I call this little black and brown velvet me inside. And knowing that that part of me was different and very wise and saw new things. But on the outside, I was kind of messing up a lot. I was either crying or throwing a fit or being such a little experimenter, inventor. I was breaking stuff or going to school and not sitting still and, you know, all those different external things that create problems for people around us. And so socially, I wasn't necessarily what you call congruent or integrated and so on. But as I got older, what's really interesting to me now, and I watch it in other people, as I got older, I knew that if I could just, that I was really different inside, that I actually perceived things that other people didn't want to talk about or didn't want to acknowledge. But I knew also that if I got good marks at school or if I had my hair right or my clothes and I was behaving the way I was supposed to, that I could be okay in the world and nobody would bug me and get in the way of what was going inside. That sounds clearer and more pure than I actually was at the time. I was pretty conflicted a lot and pretty confused about it. But then later, when my world crashed, it was like those parallel lines or those two streams of self had to meet some kind of disaster, didn't they? Because when it was that extreme inside, I was trying to behave a certain way and I was stressed out by it, and then my life crashed and everything came apart. And then the job started. I was around 34, and the job started of going inside and finding out what made me think differently than other people. Why did I have visions out of control? Who was I really? And I remember somebody saying, you might be crazy, because I put my house on the market, quit my job, and started doing yoga 3 hours a day. And I said, yeah, I might be crazy, but I'm going to know all about it. Because by this time, that split was like the Roadrunner in those cartoons where he has a foot on one cliff and a foot on the other and the earth splitting apart. You know, that split isn't really the most comfortable way, and you cannot trust yourself when you're performing for this group and hiding who you really are, and yet it's distressing whatever you're going through. Anyway, bottom line, at about 34, I started to really go after who I was really. By then, I had studied a lot of philosophy and blah, 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 but now I was actually going to live at capital L. And the reason I told all that story is because so many people are saying lately, nobody trusts anyone. And my first thought about that is, yeah, it's time for our species to move into a kind of a collective agreement with ourselves where we begin to know who we are on a multi, on many, many, many individuals learning who they are, not one or two or a few metaphysicians or a few gurus or a few this and that and teachers and so on, but more and more people, because that's where we get to unlimit ourselves, and that's where we get to grow, A, and B, that's where we get to trust ourselves. And it's through the trusting of myself, for example, that I can look at people and really know who to expect this from or who to expect that from. It isn't always that easy, is it? You know what I'm saying? It's like without that self-trust, then we're all living some kind of crazy charade. Ever played charades? What a zoo. So let's start tonight. I want to talk to you about you. I want to do some meditations about you and finding out a new level of self with self, perhaps even facing more of our dharma. Remember Aravinda, whose work I absolutely cherish? He was talking about how each of us is born with a dharma, which is the Hindu word for the journey that you particularly are on. What is it you're looking for in this life? What is it you're trying to discover? Are you creative? Are you an intuitive? Are you healing all your family karma? It doesn't matter. Are you a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief? But he said that collectively we have what he called dharmi, which is the same thing, which is the purposeful drive way down deep inside of a whole group of people. It might be a civilization, a society, a country, perhaps our internet rapport, this time on the planet, and so on. And so as we look for a deeper level of our truth, and we'll do that in our meditation, as we look for a deeper level of our truth, we encounter the places in which we're not being honest with ourselves. We're either in denial or we're running old programs that we don't even approve of, but we're still doing them all the time. A lot of you are working on this, I know. But the thing I want to remind people, when there's so much extreme on the planet, and I kind of chuckle and go, it's almost like our whole entire planet is bipolar right now, which might even be true, you know, that when we find out all these things that are kind of locked in ourselves that we're running that are old programs, or I think Landmark Forum calls it running rackets, and deceiving ourselves and covering our fanny so we'll be more secure and attaching to things we don't even want, all of those different things, as we discover more and more, then that gives much more room, much more space for the dharmi, which is the collective gift, the collective presentation through our species, to rise in you. So my guides always say 95% of the job of enlightenment or of growth or expansion is actually clearing. 95% of it's clear, clear, clear. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about being in accord with ourselves and the earth. And we're going to talk about any darn thing you want to talk about, because you're going to call in tonight, aren't ya? I look forward to that. I always love it when you call. So many of you are working on so many big issues, so it's precious for me when you call in. And that's my service. You get to call for free, and we get to work with the guides and angels and see what's up with you. So let's do a meditation, which will give us all. Now, my intention with these meditations is that it gives us that vibrational community. We're all working together to raise our field and frequency and do some of that 95% clearing thing. And as we do, remember this, that we're sending out a wave, and we're all in it. so that our our energy fields will all connect and spread out over the world. Sometimes when I get into a harassed state and then I work with the guides, or even when I do a session, I can't believe how great I feel. And all it is the shift of the frequencies, bringing in higher fields and frequencies, getting out of the way of that usually third-dimensionally inspired hoo-ha that keeps us all getting jowls on our cheeks as we get older. So let's continue with, I think we'll still do the sound meditation. I haven't had too much feedback from some of you lately on whether you prefer the sound meditation or the structures. But I think tonight we'll work a little bit more on the sound meditation, because you are a vibrational vehicle of light, so am I. And as we do our sound meditation, we gain harmony with one another, whilst even having more integrity. Because as we sound, we actually are dropping off bits and pieces of old belief structures and densities. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? And you can see the colors as we go. So are you ready? And don't close your eyes if you're walking or driving. Otherwise, close your eyes. It's pretty amazing to think you can be listening to internet radio now and be driving a car. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Some people hate it, but I think it's probably progress. And I wanted to start the meditation with saying my intention tonight, I called in my guides and angels and said my intention tonight is to connect with each and every one of you and help each of us refine our integrated self in, so that you can feel seen and known and experienced, and we can all connect with each other in that kind of sense of being vitally empowered. Are ya ready? And focus on the base of your spine. And the sound will be, it's bright, clear red. And you'll have a whole bunch of other lobs and bobs in there, but you can drop them all off by sounding in a circle or in a spiral round and round your red chakra. And that's your base animal instincts. And your old survival issues. And the sound is, it's the earthy stuff. So we're going to say it three times. And you're going to color that bright, clear red. And then we're going to drop it into the core of the earth. Ready? Take another breath, drop it, the red light into the core of the earth, have it bounce back up and shoot right through your whole spine and up through the top of your head. Ready? And feel it pop back up. And up into the great central sun. And pay attention, too, as you're sounding, that sometimes various parts of your body will talk to you as well. Pay attention to those. Give them a little response with your attention. Belly area, just the in and around the navel, below the navel actually, is orange. And the sound is ooh. And you sound that round and round and round. And remember, this is a very significant center because it houses, it's the womb for your subconscious karma. Everyone else's influence. Ready? And the sound is ooh. Interesting, my hands went crazy. So that must be everybody else's influence. I'm helpless sometimes. Feel, move your attention to your solar plexus, bright, clear yellow. Remember, if you get lost with the colors, it's yellow like the sun, solar plexus. And that's your personal power center. You have your dharma, and you have all your gifts and talents, and you have your collected memories from other lives in this life. Wow, and your personality is here to drive it like an amazing vehicle. And the sound is, oh, the color is yellow. Oh. It hurt for me, it hurt a little bit. What's happening with you? We'll talk about it when you call in. And the green is your chest area. Remember that your lungs hold karmic grief. And we're going to do a bright green sound and just fill your chest. But remember to work away squeegeeing out your lungs with green light. Because that old grief stuff comes up. Some people have deep grief without experiencing too much of it in this lifetime. But it does hold us back, and we can change it. The sound is, sound of inspiration. But you can sing it to make it last a little longer and buzz away in your chest. Your attention to your throat chakra, and it's blue. I didn't say much about the heart chakra. It's how we love, and also losses in love are registered there too. So when you're doing your green, you want to really feel the pulse of love. And now when we've gone through the lower chakras, we get to the throat chakra, and it's a bright, clear blue, sort of an eggshell blue, some people say, but I've often got it in different tones. But as long as your tone is really clear and not muddy, you're getting somewhere. And it's where we transform. It's where the will of God dances with your will, and we transform all experiences through this throat. You know, in the mapping of the body, too, the neck is consciousness of self. So that makes sense. You have these experiences, and I always remind people to sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, talk, paint, draw, write, dance, anything that helps you synthesize your role in all this litany of experiences you've been through, even in this issue of trusting yourself. And the sound is blue. The sound is, hey, and it's blue. And you want to open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So it's like, hey, not hey. See the difference? One of them's got space in there. Make space in your bowl. I've got some kind of throat thing going on. Hey. 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 You know that as you do that a lot, if you're stuck or if you've got a sore throat and you make sounds like that over and over again, then you'll find your throat will open and very often will heal. The other thing people say, oh, I can't carry a tune. And if you chant, and you can't chant on key, but you keep going after it, you will be able to open your throat and actually meet the note requirement of that chant. It'll happen. The throat needs to be released in order to express at a higher level. So don't buy into the fact you can't do sounds or you can't carry a tune or whatever. It will happen. Focus on your third eye, and it's I, and it's deep indigo, and it's right into the center of the brain. And those of you who have been studying the brain, I'm fascinated by the brain, you'll notice that those little glands inside are what holds the key to your sixth sense. And you're going to sound into it with I and a deep indigo, which is like a navy purple. It is another I, isn't it? Popping open. Can you feel it? It's like vibrating off a membrane that's been holding down some action in your body, mind, and your vibrational vehicle of light that you are. Top of your head is violet, brings in God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. See it as a wonderful lotus on the top of your head, a flower that opens to receive the higher wisdom, and it's violet. I often see a lot of gold around it. What do you see? You can tell me a little later, can't you? The sound is higher. I wavered on my eye. I'll probably waver more on this, but don't worry about that. I have to practice, right? Top of your head is violet. Let's go. And the sound is that violet rise right up into the great central sun, whoosh, and have it meet the great central sun and then fall, a violet shower all around your body, mind. Have it fall all around your body till it hits the ground. Tuck it under your feet. And tonight, I can't help it, I just see a lot of gold in it as well. What do you see? And that's a great way to enter the world as a contributor. You're vibrant. All your centers are actually awake to absolutely respond to the moment and to express yourself and to feel the heart and to perceive beyond the third dimension. You can do it. So here we are. We're talking about the integrity of who you are, and it always helps to do one of these wonderful exercises before you meet your day. And I know a lot of you have tremendous meditations, so this is just one of them. But I know that sounding is really important. For those of you who heard the Jonathan Goldman is a very famous sound healer kind of guy. And he's got, if you go onto his sound, I can't remember what it's called, look up Jonathan Goldman on your internet. And he's got a website so that you can go in and sound and sound and sound. And it's his service to have people, if you've got your own microphone, you can do that, or you can go in and just listen to people sounding from all over the world. What a service that is, because he's sending out these higher conscious intentional frequencies to bust up some of the denser frequencies. And I think that what's going to help Mother Earth a lot is when we move our congested feelings, our angers, our frustrations, our limitations, we move them with our own intentions, our own voices, our own hearts, and we really support her. She needs our help, and we need her help, right? So if you'd like to call in and talk about what's going on in your life, I know some of you are really being besieged by changes. Some of you are losing jobs. Some of you are changing jobs. Some of you are starting businesses. Some of you are going home from businesses. So you know, what's going on in your world, call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and I'll read the other three numbers. And remember that I work with a wonderful, oh, goody, I don't even have to read the other numbers, but I just want to say this, I work with some wonderful guides and angels, so you get quite a bit of help when you call in. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, it's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. I have a really simple question.
Well, simple is good sometimes. is it simple and integrity with you? This is the question.
Last year I called you up around this time and asked you if I should go to a Qigong retreat in Ashland, and you said no. And it was such good advice.
Oh, good.
And so now I want to go to a Qigong retreat in Ashland the end of June, and I'm wondering if it's in my best interest and highest good to make that journey.
This one is, and it's because of several people that you'll go there with. Also, the Qigong itself is great, but to go to a retreat is, you know, a few other variables in there. But there's somebody there that you benefit from tremendously. I believe it's a male. I don't think it's a lover male. I think it's whether a teacher or a fellow, like a peer, but a wonderful, wonderful being.
Oh. Well, thank you. Yeah, because I've been hesitating. I'm not sure why.
Tell me, Jaya, is this one about medical Qigong?
Yeah, this is the medical Qigong that I do regularly, and it's a 5-day intensive.
Well, this one looks really good. It seems also, and this is for everybody to pay attention to at home as well, it seems that in your world, you would do well, you would benefit greatly from having a place to really nurture yourself. I think when everything around, it looks like everything around you would be extremely nurturing. And again, I say that there's one man, but I think there's also a little group behind him where you have some very inspiring associations.
Wow, thank you so much.
Well, you better report now. If it's horrible or anything, you just have to let us know. But I don't think it's going to be. I feel like it will help you fulfill some aspect of yourself that's learning more about the truth of who Jaya is.
Oh, perfect.
So there.
It's exciting. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I have not studied Qigong or medical Qigong, but as many of you know, I fell last year, and there's a person in Vancouver, B.C., who has a Qigong gym where you go through all these little like gym machines. But they're based on running your energy fields and so on. And he moved me from being on a cane. He called it Miss 911 at first. And after an hour's work with him, he did some sort of tapping stuff and very mild machine usage, and I had no need for my cane anymore after that. There's some really tremendous technologies around Qigong. But this one that Jaya is going to looks really interesting and very nurturing. All right, so let's talk about who you really are as well. And also, it's interesting to be talking right away about Qigong, because one of the things we all are vibrational vehicles of light. And we very often forget that, or we don't pay attention to that. And that we're also learning from many, many teachers that this is a period where, as I said, it's the enlightening time and the endarkening time, and the world's kind of bipolar. But we're learning a lot about how we've been limited through centuries and centuries as by our Pleiadian ancestors or by other beings out in the galactic federations. We are kind of an experiment to see if our free will will bring us to more of an unlimited and a self-creation place. And I think that we're getting there. So I think of Qigong and these other things, I think of subtle energy as being a very powerful tool to help us unlimit ourselves, to unleash the potential of our DNA. People like Bruce Lipton, and what was I reading the other day? Someone else who's a big name was talking about how, golly, I can't remember who it is right away, but how they're talking about how it's just proven beyond question that we can step out of the limitations that our DNA seems to provide for us. And I really think that energy is our mind, our intentions, and energetics are really a great tool for it. So it's a very exciting time to be on the planet. And it is that kind of, I was going to say belief, but I think it's kind of knowledge, actually, that is going to help us through this period. And if we create, the other thing my guides are saying, and I've heard other beings say this as well, that we're coming into a time with our intentions to create our reality and be very intentional about what we're doing, thinking, loving, being intentionally picking the higher level of rapport with other people. The guides have said that it's almost as if we'll be living in two worlds, that there's a world where people are adhering to the old principles of three dimension of possession and holding on and denying themselves and so on. Then there's this other world where many people with many different styles are going to be unleashing their ability to create their reality with a loving free will and so on. So what they've been saying is something that is almost incomprehensible to us, that the worlds will exist simultaneously, but it will be very difficult to reach from one to the other. So sometimes we might find ourselves distressed because some of the people that we love and are attached to will be in one of the other worlds. So if that makes any sense, a lot of real truth doesn't make much sense. And again, the job is clearing. And so let's do a meditation, or call in. But if you don't call in, we're going to do another meditation that's supposed to take us into understanding more of who we are. I'll keep these ones simple. I'm looking at someone here who's got a very determined sense of self. She's decided that to be successful on the planet, I can see you right there. She's got a lovely face, but it's got a real determination to it. So the thing about that is she's decided that to be very determined about where it is she's going, what it is she wants to do at this time in her life, she has to stay focused. She has to stay, well, I keep using the word determined. That's the biggest word. She has to be directed, and she has to hold on tight. So the biggest problem I see with her is that she's holding her heart chakra, that's the whole chest area, really tightly as if it's bound. And she's also holding the belly, the second chakra area, really tightly. So what I'm seeing is way inside of her, there's this kind of desire to be almost like a, you know those old mystical dancers, kind of like a hula dancer, but you see them, they're like in Bali and so on, they've got beautiful scarves. She's got this soft, desirous soul that knows about energy and wants to move her consciousness through and to make people laugh and play. But she's not doing any of that. She's just one foot in front of the other, getting things done and trying to be safe on the planet and so on. Do you have any of that where you look at yourself and you see, I am so determined that I miss my opportunity? And I feel like this probably a little bit of every day. Not all the time, but I have felt like this. And so if you can look at yourself and you can recognize this kind of determined drive to get things done and block out what looks like an airy-fairy, playful kind of drive, and yet you're very creative and you think that you'll do that after you retire, but who knows on this planet the way it's going, whether retirement's going to look the same at all, and that there are people around you that can't get very close to you because you're very determined about getting things done, and people are by nature kind of are the people that we love interrupt us a lot, don't they? And to feel and express the sharing and the loving and the growing of community with the people we love, we have to drop that. So let's take our friend here and empathize with her and see if we can't release some of that. So I want you to drop inside yourself, wrap yourself in light, or bring that wonderful violet shower back in around your body mind, and ask to feel in there all kinds of determination. I want you to feel the determination to get things done. And I want you to feel it. Mm-hmm. And exaggerate it. And so, some of you are really tough about this, aren't you? And exaggerate it. And notice where it is in your body. Some have got it around the face and the jaw. Some have got it in the back of the thighs. The thighs, remember, are support for male and female. And some of you have got really tight legs. Some of you have got really stiff bodies from holding that. There you are. And exaggerate it. And exaggerate it. Exaggerate it. And then let's ask for help as we command total release of that energy now. Total release of that determined energy now. And now while you do, I want to see you imagine dropping right into a center. You've got a light center. Maybe you'll find it at the perineum. You might see yourself in an image sitting in the center of your being. And you're all these different colors just sitting in the center. Just sitting inside of yourself in the center of your being and really feeling just the presence of life and divinity in yourself, feeling that you're just an amazing and magical being. Yeah, and most of that determination, a little bit left, but most of that determination is just dropped off. Mm-hmm. Just relax and come back into the room. And that was a really easy exercise to do, but how many times do we get going so fast that we don't stop and realize that we can just, you'll still accomplish, you'll still be able to accomplish, especially if you have your intentions and your heart behind your intentions, right? But if we have that determined stress in behind our intentions, it really gets confusing, doesn't it? So call in with your questions and let's see what else you have. What is it? 888-876. I forget. You can see it right there. So call in with your questions. So how many of you are concerned about Mother Earth right now and the oil thing? Here's the number. Thank you. It's 888-815-9756. How many of you are concerned about the great oil a disaster? I keep feeling like Mother Earth's aorta has been ripped into. Well, I really believe what we've heard through the years has changed the energy, changed the reality. And I really believe this thing about trusting ourselves to have an unlimited ability to send light. So, and also, Bob and I were talking about this before we started the show. But I kind of feel like there's some huge benefit from this. I feel like there are beings, maybe even extraterrestrial beings, not that they're going to save us, it's not like that, but I feel like there's some way in which a perspective that is much greater than ours is actually going to make different. Maybe that's where the world splits and it stays with the old world. I don't know. I just know I know something. I just don't know what it is. But I also know this, is as we send our, if we all sort of calm for a minute, and bring in the higher and know that we're surrounded by wonderful consciousnesses, beings of light and truth. And then we send healing energy over to that part of the earth and the animals and the ocean that's there. And the people, the BP people or all the political people and the financial people that are working on it, that we just keep sending light to it. Something's going to happen to offset this incredible tragedy. So let's just keep doing that for a few moments. Feel that energy pumping through and see it capping that incredible well. Change the energy, change the reality. So what else is going on with you? That I think we should be doing that on a regular basis. And Bob was reminding me that, and Jackie's team is saying all the time that we only get alien support if we can actually radiate the fact that we have the ability to become loving beings and work for the greater good. Well, I think a lot of us are trying to do that, aren't we? Because I have this feeling that they're going to work in rapport with us. I just, as an intuitive, I just feel like it. I'm not that Pollyanna kind who thinks they're going to come and save us. But I really feel like we're going to have some amazing support. I also saw intuitively that there were going to be some big American names. We were wondering if it was Obama. I don't know who. and some European coming in to actually speed up this process. So let's send light to that as well. So what else is going on in your life? How many of you feel a lack of trust? I'm looking at this person who wants to make a difference as a man. You're very tall. I can see that. And you're wanting to make a difference, and your your heart is very big, and you're wanting to make changes in your lifestyle, in your working style. You're really cynical. I think you've been in, you look like you're down in the south of the country, of America, and you look like you've been in, let's see, what kind of a business? It's some sort of a corporate business. I think it relates to oil, but I'm not sure if you're in the oil business. But anyway, there's such a discouragement in you about what it is you have been doing and what it is you believe in yourself. Almost like you're having a really heart-sick feeling. I can feel it. But I'm watching you, and we're sending you light and sending you protection, because there's an awakening coming up in you, and I can see it now. So the guides are saying, call it up. And if you can relate to any of this, the rest of you in our community of Radiance by Design listeners, if you can relate to any of this, call it up in yourself. The feeling of you must make a change, but you've lost trust in the agency in which you were working or the company in which you were working. Because what I see with this fellow, for example, is that in his grief, loss, and slight disorientation, if not quite a bit of disorientation, he's going to suddenly find his heart opening in a new way. It looks like all of a sudden there are going to be, because of several other people that he runs into that are coming out of it, they seem to get together and create a different business, which is taking the, looks like it's a whole a similar kind of a structure, but it's taking the concepts that they were using before and some truth and integrity and some kind of, I think he maybe was in the oil business, because it's like it's an alternative, it's like a business that is using alternative abilities or alternative ideas, but it still hooks somehow to the oil industry. So I don't know what it is he's doing, but it seems like all of a sudden he and two other fellows, looks like they're all guys. Oh, no, there's a woman coming as well. And they're going to create a business that begins to really pump some kind of consciousness out there. And I feel like this fellow, I want to say that this fellow feels heartbroken, disheveled, and very confused. But I want to smile and go, but look, when you've dropped all of those structural attachments, the way you believed that life was going to go, the way you thought your growth and expansion was going to go, when you've dropped that, when you've let it all clatter on the floor like the armor of a knight through the Crusades or whatever, and you start to purify and that Dharma comes through and you bang into a couple more people who are feeling like that, it's amazing. You will find such a change in your life, in your heart, in the truth itself, your ability to trust. Because you're not going to go back and trust the old system, but you and several others are about to evolve a new system. And I'm very, very excited for you. So if that sounds a little bit like you, I'm going, you know, these are not the only situations that we see out there. There's a whole kind of a light ripple going on all over the place where people are, especially with the economic collapse, not really a collapse, but the deceptions that have been so radiant over the last while, there are so many alternative or new entrepreneurial situations coming up and inventions coming up. People are massively creative and angry enough to do something about it. So the reminder is, ask yourself, ask your higher guidance to participate with you, and ask yourself what it is you think you're here for, and then start to release, exaggerate it, and then command total release of some of these expectations that you had that have actually been deceptions, even investments and retirements, so on. A lot of you people that lost your retirement are actually very powerful people with really good ideas. Once we go through the being crushed part, and the iconoclasm of realizing the deceptions of grand systems. It's really amazing how many of you are going to come up with something new that you're going to put into the world. So I'm not going to say I'm excited, because I am overall, but I'm seeing how difficult it is for some people. And I want to have the guides and angels work with you to kind of pat you together, your own higher self, your own guides and angels, to pat you together and nurture the healing so that you can step forward with some of the greater ideas. And don't forget, we're going to band together, that community consciousness is we've heard this for a long time. We've got to go back to thinking in terms of community, what's good for me and good for you. We work it out together and we create it. We've been isolated for so long. So, like I say, this fellow that I was first talking about, he's going to be involved in a community situation, which is actually just a business, but it's going to touch and heal on the earth. Very, very exciting stuff going on. There's a lot of media stuff as well. I don't know where the, I didn't see this till this very minute, but it's like I see that there are going to be some big changes in how the media is run. And it's partly that we've got here BBS and many other internet radio and television situations going on. But it's like people have learned how to take things into their own hands. I don't mean in strictly a revolutionary way or a violent way, and start to create. I mean, here we've got the equipment at home to make our own television show. So have you, right? Most of you do, even if you've got an iPhone, for heaven's sakes. So here's what I'm seeing is there's this like incredible, I told you that I keep seeing these like shimmers of little lights coming up with businesses that are being created. And now they're showing me the media. There's going to be these little lights all over the world of a new way to do media. And that's pretty exciting. A lot of it's going to be in people's hands, and it's going to be a great way for many individuals to generate ways of connecting with other people with higher information. Isn't that thrilling? And a lot of it is because the world's deceptions, the collective deceptions have been so incredible, and the greed has been so incredible. So human nature is very, very exciting. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. If you want to, I guess nobody's calling in tonight. Thank you, Jaya. Heaven's sakes, at least you called in. If you'd like to be in touch with me, if you would like to talk about paradigm shifters, I'm rerunning some shows on paradigm shifters, because they're just brilliant people that I'm interviewing on paradigm shifters, people that are making a difference. And I hate that I've just run them once or twice. I think, what a waste of these very, to me, very rich interviews. So right now I'm rerunning those, and I'm wanting to do a series of shows on death, and on transformation, and on brain chemistry, and so on. And that's the kind of research I'm doing. So if you have some ideas about who would you'd like to hear on Paradigm Shifters, which is on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, I'd love to chat with you. You would email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle. And if you have feedback for Radiance by Design, I would love to hear from you on the kind of things you'd like to hear on this show, what you prefer, what you don't prefer. And I hope that you'll be tuning into Jackie's show, Jackie and the team, who are taking us through some tremendous meditations these days. And it's going to be pretty exciting to tune into their show at the top of the hour. The team has been taking us into meditations where we actually get in touch with the collective, the cutting edge of the collective, and so on. And I think that's going to change the world as well. And Jackie herself is a real character and does an amazing amount of healing energy work. So tune in at 8 o'clock tonight. Let me see here. What we can do now is to see again. I guess we'll do one more person. There's a couple of people here who are really standing on the sidelines of what's going on. They just really don't feel like anything can... I see three of them, okay, and each of them feels like they have pressure on their shoulders, pressure on the chest, pressure in the belly area, pressure in the legs, and they're feeling hesitant, like trying to believe, trying to stay strong, but they're really questioning their own vulnerability or the vulnerability of people to make it through this time. And I want to say this is the time to really, we have to become more true to ourselves, and we have to become more vulnerable in order to change the society and change the way things are going. So I want to say to you, all of you at home, call up in your body, mind, that kind of, it's a defense, isn't it? But it's a kind of a tension that says, I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know if I can believe in all the work we've been doing. I've seen that in a number of people, but I'm seeing three of you right now that are particularly like that. So call up all that belief of, I don't know what's working, and exaggerate that. That's right. I don't know how any, yes, and notice where it is in your body. You'll notice that you have specific body places where you store these kinds of attitudes or defenses or beliefs, and then when you exaggerate them and let the physical show you where they are, let's call in our guides and angels and ask for help as we command total release of those now. And one of the games that I like to play is absolutely surrendering. This is that you're creating your intentions about wanting to see the world differently as well. But then after you clear your defenses and you imagine yourself falling on your face at the feet of the divine and say, I surrender, and stay in that imagined position until you really feel like you've given up. And it's a wonderful way to release defenses. And sometimes it takes a while. You can lie there in your vision until you've absolutely dropped your tensions. And sometimes, at least in mine, someone will come and pick me up. It might be an angel, it might be a guide, I don't know. But it really helps you. You'll find a lot of things spin past you in a much faster rate, and you start to feel much more quickened about who you are and that there is a place for you. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design and being a part of this community. Please email me, let me know either what you'd like to hear or what you think of all this. Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, and stay tuned for, at the top of the hour, for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Breathe in some love, send it out to one another, and we'll see you later. Good night.